And I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
I would like to call on Reverend David. Oh. All in favor of the motion to lift the call of the Senate, say aye. I would like to call on the Reverend David Colby from the Central Presbyterian Church in St. Paul to give us our invocation this morning. And then immediately following, we will stay standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Moment of silence. And let me invite you to pray with me. On Saturday, we were reminded of the cost and risk of public service with an assassination attempt and mass shooting in Tucson, Arizona. We pray for the healing and recovery of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and others who were wounded. We pray for the families of those who were killed, U.S. District Judge John Roll, Gabe Zimmerman, Dorothy Morris, Dorwin Stoddard, Phyllis Scheck, and 9-year-old Christina Green, who was excited about politics and who was born on September 11th. And we pray for those whose lives will forever be affected. Several of us have borne risks and have received threats as well, some for positions we have taken, and in some cases for simply being in the public arena. Help us to be brave, O God, knowing that all risk can never be eliminated. Help us to work together to reduce violence and increase the common good. As we feel the costs and risks of public service, may we never forget the responsibilities we hold as citizens of this state, as state senators, as those who work in the Capitol, and as those who observe politics closely. Guard our tongues, that our rhetoric may neither be reckless or lead to violence. Guard our actions, that partisanship does not make us forget the humanity of those with whom we may disagree. May we speak out with passion, but may we also listen deeply. May we work for political victories, but keep our integrity intact. If we hurt others, may we seek forgiveness. For we have gathered here today. We've been gathered here today to bring our best selves to bear on the business before us and before the state of Minnesota. And as we gather, we ask that it be a day for goodness and grace. Amen.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice. First order of business today. Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Anderson, Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daley, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Hahn, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogemiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Uyghur, Wolf.
A quorum is present. The next order of business is executive and official communications. The following communications were received and have been referred as indicated as printed in the agenda. The next order of business is the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The following bills were read for the first time with the change in Senate File 5. The referral from Rules and Administration has been changed to State Government Innovation and Veterans. Next order of business, motions and resolutions. We refer the Senate Resolutions 8 through 22 to the Rules and Administration Committee. Basically, those are congratulatory resolutions. The Secretary will report Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4.
Koch and Bach introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to adjournment for more than 3 days.
Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to move adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4. Members, we have a rule. We are required to meet every 3 days. This would allow for a longer break to accommodate the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. So our intentions would be to meet this week on the floor on Thursday, then break, and then meet next week, Tuesday and Thursday. And this concurrent resolution will allow us to do that.
Senator Koch moves to adopt Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4. Secretary will report Senate Resolution 23. Senator
Koch and Bach introduce Senate Resolution Number 23, a Senate resolution relating to mileage, setting the miles traveled by members of the Senate in going to and returning from the Capitol.
Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would like to move that Senate Resolution Number 23 be laid on the table and printed in the journal. Members, a packet with these following, the next four resolutions are on your desks. The first resolution, 23, I'd like to move on to lay on the table. This is a listing of mileage to and from the Capitol. We will take this up next week, but I would like to give members just a double check. So check what your mileage is. If there is a discrepancy or if you go home on the weekend and the odometer is different than this, please let us know. We'll make those changes. That is Senate resolution number 23.
Senate Resolution 23 is laid on the table. Secretary will report Senate Resolution 20. It's a motion. All in favor of laying Senate Resolution 23 on the table, say aye.
Aye.
Motion prevails. Secretary will report Senate Resolution 24.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Resolution Number 24, a Senate resolution relating to postage.
Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to move adoption of Senate Resolution Number 24. Members, this is the postage resolution. As you may recall, last year we reduced, in fact, I believe it was cut in half, the postage for each member. This resolution will keep it at the lowered rate. It'll be 2750 stamps per member.
Any discussion on Senate Resolution Number 24? Seeing none. The Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. Being 65 ayes and no nays, the motion does prevail. Secretary will report Senate Resolution 25.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Resolution Number 25, a Senate resolution relating to expenses of interns and law clerks.
Senator Koch.
Madam President, I'd like to move adoption of Senate Resolution Number 25. Members, this is relating to compensation for interns, and there are no changes from the past year. It will remain at $75 per week.
Any discussion on Senate Resolution 25? Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes and no nays, the motion does prevail. Secretary will report Senate Resolution 26.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Resolution Number 26, a Senate resolution relating to the attendance of members of standing committees at meetings and seminars held within this state, providing for the state the payment of expenses.
Senator Koch.
Madam President, I'd like to move the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 26. Members, this is related to a reimbursement for travel. And just to be clear, so this will allow for travel within the state of Minnesota and reimbursement upon approval for meetings, meeting attendance, or potentially Senator Langseth spoke about Capital Investment Committee meetings. However, to be very clear, there will not be Senate reimbursement for meetings and travel outside of the state of Minnesota. And this will be in effect for 1 year. As you note at the top, it does say for the 2011 session.
Any discussion on Senate Resolution 26? Seeing no discussion, the Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. Being 65 ayes and no nays, the resolution is adopted. The next order of business is announcements of Senator Scully.
Thank you, Madam President. I wasn't quite as fast as I would have liked to have been, but on the last vote that we took, being a member of the International Legislators Forum, it's a four-jurisdiction forum that deals with flooding issues and other things between North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Manitoba. Would there not be compensation for the members that would be attending those meetings in South Dakota, North Dakota?
Senator Koch, would you like? Senator Koch.
Senator Skoy, the purpose of the resolution is indeed to put a restriction on out of Minnesota travel for the year of 2011. Obviously, members can travel, and some groups offer different scholarships, and that is obviously not prohibited, but the Minnesota Senate for 2011 would not be reimbursing for any out of Minnesota travel.
Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam President. And so, Senator Colquhoun, I'm representing the Minnesota Senate in South Dakota next year, representing Minnesota and the Minnesota Senate, dealing with the flooding issues that are important to our state, and that I think this spring are going to be again visiting our state with the amount of snow we have. The Minnesota Senate would not be supportive of my efforts.
Senator Skoy. Also, I should make clear that there are other budgets that potentially could be used, and I would be very glad to talk with you about that, Senator Skoy, and make sure that you can attend those meetings.
There's been some concern that the vote was not properly recorded on Senate Concurrent Resolution 4, so we will be stepping back to that, and the Secretary will report Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to adjournment for more than 3 days.
Senator Koch.
Madam President, do we need a motion for reconsider? Or am I just making a motion for the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4?
Senator Koch, just the adoption.
All right, then I move the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4. Again, members, this is allowing for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday.
Is there any discussion? Senator Koch has moved the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The resolution is adopted. Thank you, members. We are now on announcements of Senate interest. Senators Marty and Scheid are excused all day without objection. And I have been asked by staff to once again repeat that we need to be very careful about our signatures so that they are able to read them. When we sign bills, you only need to use your last name, and please do it legibly. Senator Koch?
Madam Chair, then I would move that we adjourn until Thursday, January 13th at 11 a.m.
Senator Koch moves we adjourn until Thursday, January 13th at 11 a.m. All those in favor, say aye. We are adjourned.